Hello, everyone. Terrific Tuesday to you. Welcome back to CNN 10. I'm your host, Coy Wire. We've got a lot to get to, not a lot of time to do it, so let's get right to it. We start today talking about the current housing market in the United States. The dream of buying a home in America is becoming more expensive. High mortgage rates, rising home prices, and low home inventory are pushing home ownership further out of reach for first-time buyers. A new bank rate analysis says Americans wanting to buy a medium-priced home need to make at least $110,000 a year. That's almost a 50% increase in the last 4 years. This changes the calculation for potential home buyers who are torn between buying or renting a home. Here's Redfin.com's chief economist, Daryl Fairweather, with more.
Right now, it is more affordable to rent than it is to pay for a mortgage. And historically, that hasn't been true. But if the mortgage payment that you would have to pay is less than 30% of your monthly income, then that means that you can afford that mortgage pretty comfortably. How long are you going to stay in the home? If it's for more than 5 years, there is a good chance that you will build enough equity such that when you go to sell your home, you will make a return on your investment. But if you sell too soon, you might end up losing money. So it's a risk and a reward. We're expecting this next year to be a bit better for buyers than it was last year. That's because mortgage rates have started to fall, and also more listings of homes are coming on the market, which means there are more options for buyers. We are forecasting a slight correction in prices this year, down 1%, but it's just not enough to really make it or break it for a home buyer. It's probably going to keep getting less affordable, unfortunately. There's a trade-off that a lot of young people have where the places where they can earn the most money are the places that have the most expensive housing. So I think it's completely valid to say, like, I want to live in New York City, for example, and I'm going to have access to all these jobs that are going to improve my career prospects. And then one day when I am more established in my career, I'm going to, say, move to a suburb where it's more affordable and I'm going to be a homeowner then. Focus on your entire life and not just like reaching this one goal that isn't as attainable as it used to be.
Pop quiz hot shot. Inside what European country would you find Vatican City, the smallest independent state in the world? England, France, Germany, or Italy? Located inside Italy, Vatican City is officially the smallest country in the world and roughly the size of 82 football fields.
Move over, Pisa. There's another Leaning Tower in Italy. Built in the 12th century, the Garisenda Tower in Bologna, Italy, started tilting just 2 centuries later. It now leans at a 4-degree angle, slightly more than the Tower of Pisa currently tilts. In 2023, scientists concluded the Garisenda was at high risk of collapsing, and authorities temporarily closed off the streets around it. The city plans to use the same equipment used to save the Tower of Pisa for this $20 million multi-year restoration project.
That's one tower I would not want to get caught taking a selfie under. Now, this next story is a bizarre one that could have broader consequences. There's an unusual phenomenon happening with some fish off the coast of Florida that'll make your head spin. CNN's Bill Weir has more.
Started diving when I was 8 years old with my mom, so I've been in the water for a very long time.
Greg Furstenworth has seen a lot in his life spent underwater around the Florida Keys, but he'd never seen anything like this.
I noticed the fish were spinning, and so I started taking video of that I really had no idea what I was looking at.
Since last fall, he's seen stingrays moving upside down, Goliath groupers flailing on their sides, and dozens of other species swimming in tortured, flailing loops.
Well, I mean, I've said that, you know, it's like I'm in the middle of a disaster movie and I'm that guy yelling from, you know, the mountaintop trying to get people to pay attention.
State Fish and Wildlife officials and Florida's Bonefish and Tarpon Trust have logged nearly 200 incidents with over 30 species acting this way, mostly in the Lower Keys, but as far north as Miami.
Yeah, this is crazy. I was out on a 6-hour charter. I had 2 people on the boat and we were down off a Ligman Bite bank and we happened to see a fish floundering on the flats And then, so we got close to him. We wanted to see if there was a problem, and we could obviously tell that he was in distress.
It turned out to be a sawfish, a critically endangered species that might lose 4 or 5 mature adults a year. But in just a few months, at least 27 have beached themselves or died after intense episodes of what anglers are calling the spins.
So typically when we think of fish acting strangely or dying, we either think of low oxygen conditions in the water or red tide. And so we saw neither.
At the water school at Florida Gulf Coast University, Mike Parsons' team is part of a statewide effort to solve the mystery of the spinning fish. And while tests for most toxins have turned up empty, the most promising suspect is found living off seaweed at the bottom, a tiny critter named Gambier discus.
This is the highest we've seen of the Gambier discus cells in the Keys. We don't know if it's the main cause.
The single-cell algae can produce various neurotoxins and is showing up at record high levels. But it's just one more stressor on marine life already reeling from pollution, overfishing, and off-the-charts ocean heat waves brought by climate change.
So there's concern and curiosity, I guess, on could the hot temperatures in the summer cause some changes that maybe led to the fish behavior now, and we just don't really have all the pieces together to try to link one to the other.
They really have no idea what is happening. I mean, there is no concrete, conclusive proof of what is happening yet, and that is still to be determined, which is quite terrifying.
It is scary, isn't it?
It is, because if it continues, it's going to be the end of this ecosystem as we know it.
Off the charts ocean temperatures are, of course, just one of the massive stressors on marine life down here these days. There was a 3-year study recently in which 100% of the bonefish that were tested in the Keys turned up at least 7 different pharmaceuticals, from opioids to antidepressants. And so this behavior has not been seen before, but it is sort of an attack from 1,000 different angles for the creatures living down here, and maybe a warning for the rest of us.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is Positively Possum. Who's ready to potty? This special dog just turned 2 years old and his grateful police department threw him an awesome birthday bash. Jimmy has been a comfort dog for the Las Vegas PD for a year, spreading love and joy to the department. In such a short amount of time though, he's traveled to hundreds of cities comforting people who've faced traumatic events. Good boy. Jimmy enjoyed the celebration with cool hats, colorful balloons, and even his own cake. All right, superstars, we want to throw a party of appreciation for the best doggone viewers on the planet, and that is you. Shout out today to Waseca Junior and Senior High School in Waseca, Minnesota. Rise up. And we're also showing some love today to the fine folks up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at Penn Treaty School. Thank you for subscribing to our CNN 10 YouTube channel. You rock. See you right back here tomorrow, and thanks for joining us. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.